This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Peltev. The top opposition candidate in Republic of Congo's presidential election has died of COVID-19 complications. That's according to a spokesman for Guy Brice Parfait Kolela. Kolela was last seen in a video circulating Saturday on social media in which he told supporters he was fighting death. AIDS later said he was flown to France for further treatment. His spokesman confirmed his death Monday to the Associated Press. Kolela, who won 15% of the vote in the 2016 election, was expected to finish second to President Denis Sassou Nguesso. AstraZeneca says its COVID-19 vaccine provided strong protection against sickness and eliminated hospitalizations and deaths from the disease across all age groups in the United States. AstraZeneca released the results from the late-stage study on Monday. The vaccine developer also said that its experts did not identify any safety concerns related to the vaccine, including finding no increased risk of rare blood clots identified in Europe. Although AstraZeneca's vaccine has been authorized in more than 50 countries, it has not yet been given the green light in the U.S. It has struggled to gain public trust amid a troubled rollout. Hundreds of people have been rescued from floodwaters that have isolated dozens of towns in Australia's most populous state, New South Wales. The flooding has also forced thousands to evacuate their homes as record rain continues. Around 18,000 people had been evacuated in New South Wales, and emergency services feared up to 54,000 people could be displaced. This is VOA News. Germany will likely enforce another lockdown to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The move would make it the latest European country enacting fresh restrictions. A draft of recommendations to be presented to German Chancellor Angela Merkel will push for lockdowns to be extended until April 18th, according to Reuters. In Poland, which is seeing the highest number of daily cases since November, new measures have forced non-essential shops and other facilities to close for 3 weeks. Poland recorded more than 26,000 new cases Sunday and more than 350 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. Non-essential stores have also been closed in Ukraine's capital, Kiev. Only food markets are allowed to stay open. The country recorded more than 15,000 new cases Sunday and nearly 270 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University data. Healthcare workers have marched through Myanmar's second biggest city, kicking off another day of countrywide protests against last month's coup. Elsewhere, police have used violence against protesters and security forces have shot dead at least one person. About 100 doctors, nurses, medical students, and pharmacists lined up Sunday morning on a main road in Mandalay to chant slogans and voice their opposition to the February 1st coup that toppled the elected civilian government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The protests are part of a broader civil disobedience movement, including boycotts and strikes, that aims to restore the civilian government and return Myanmar to its slow march toward democracy. Iran has made threats against Fort McNair, an army post in the U.S. Capitol, and against the Army's vice chief of staff. That's according to two senior U.S. intelligence officials. They said communications intercepted by the National Security Agency in January showed that Iran's Revolutionary Guard discussed mounting USS Cole-style attacks against the army post, referring to the October 2000 suicide attack in which a small boat pulled up alongside the Navy destroyer in the Yemeni port of Aden and exploded, killing 17 sailors. The intelligence also revealed threats to kill General Joseph M. Martin and plans to infiltrate and surveil the installation, according to officials who were not authorized to publicly discuss national security matters and spoke on condition of anonymity. The Army post, one of the oldest in the country, is Martin's official residence. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.